Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Maya. How may I assist you today?
What's that?
I said, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Maya. How may I assist you today?
Well, Vicky told me you're the supervisor, and she helped me with my one before this. I've had quite a few amounts of money that have been taken out of my account without my permission.
Okay, willing to definitely assist. Give me one moment while I reset my password, then I'll ask for your information.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. What's your zip code and name?
Okay, my name is Debbie Welsh, W-E-L-S-C-H. My zip code is 59405.
Thank you, Miss. And what's your address?
600 13th Avenue South, apartment number 223, Great Falls, Montana, 59405.
All right, thank you, ma'am. Yes, I am one of the supervisors here located on the floor, and this is regarding a smartwatch. Do you remember paying the postage for this smartwatch? And that was recently back on February 21st.
Okay, I don't know if that has to do with these other things I'm going to talk to you about.
I'm sorry, repeat that again, ma'am.
Okay, Vicki, I was talking about something on 512 for fast results. This is what was on my my statement for my checking account for $56.95.
Yes, ma'am. The $56.95, that's for the smartwatch. Do you remember paying the postage for it back on February 21st?
I just paid postage on it. That's it.
Okay. So it states you pay postage for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store membership. Upon applying for the membership, ma'am, 48 hours later in a recurrent billing each month for the membership. Now, if you no longer want it, she has already canceled the account and refunded back the May transaction. Off of the April transaction, we're willing to refund back at least 50% of the funds to you.
Only 50%, not the 100%?
Okay, then of course, ma'am. We'll go ahead and refund back the full amount to you. You should receive it in 3 to 5 business days, along with an email notification to verify.
Okay.
Anything else?
Well, I have a question about on the 16th of May. And the 17th.
We didn't bill anything on the 16th and 17th, ma'am. I see the May 11th, but the previous agent has already refunded back fully to you.
Okay, so you're going to fully refund the $56.95?
The 56, I'm sorry, ma'am. The only thing we billed was $54.95 and $76.87.
Okay, I have something here that says for fast results, was what is on my statement. $56.95 was taken out that day on the 12th.
Well, on our end, May 11th is $54.95.
It's not
I'm not
the
sure
11th,
who that
it's 56. It's on
yes,
the
12th. Yes, ma'am. That's what I'm saying. We don't know who billed you on the 12th, ma'am. You have to contact your bank about that. Only charge received for May 11th was $54.95.
Okay, so you don't know about these other two as well?
That is correct.
Okay, thank you.
Great. Anything else?